So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara continuing the discussion from the previous daf regarding, are you allowed this, a woman giving birth? The Gemara defines the time frame of Pesichas HaKever when a woman's womb is assumed to be open. There are three opinions as to when Pesichas HaKever begins. Mishah Shateshav Al HaMashber, from when she sits on the birthing stool. Mishah Shadam Shoyses V'yorid, from when there is a steady flow. Mishah Shachavriseh Noises Oiseh B'Agapeh, from when her friends carry her by her arms because she can no longer walk on her own power. The Gemara also mentions three opinions when the womb is considered closed, either after 3, 7, or 30 days. Nindardoi explained that within 3 days of the birth, we can certainly be Mechal Shabbos for her, Bein Amr Tzrichani, Bein Loi Amr Tzrichani, whether she says she needs it or not. Until 7 days, we may be Mechal Shabbos for her only if she says Tzrichani, I need it. Until 30 days, we may not be Mechal Shabbos, even if she says, Srichani, I need it. A non-Jew may be called to help her. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel, Isin Medura L'chai B'Shabbos. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, Shmuel teaches that we may make a fire on Shabbos for the following three people, because for them, becoming chilled is a sakana extremely dangerous, even in the summer. L'chaya, for a woman who gave birth worth in 30 days. L'chayla, for a sick person, even if he is not a chayla shesh by sakana, not critically ill. And our case is done for one who let blood. Since we spoke about caring for a new mother, the Gemara goes on to discuss care for somebody who did bloodletting. The Gemara starts with three incidents of Amiram who burned pieces of furniture made from very expensive wood so that they can make a fire to warm them after bloodletting. Rabbi explained, even though it may be Bal Tashchis to destroy such nice wood, Bal Tashchis du Gufoi Adifali, the possible destruction of my body is more important than the expensive wood. Food or wine is so important to have after bloodletting that one should even sell his shoes to buy it, despite the fact that we consider shoes even more important than shelter. The Gemara tells of 5 Gedolei Amiraim who were very careful about either eating or drinking after bloodletting. Drinking wine after bloodletting is so important that one can even pretend to be interested in buying wine so that he will be given samples of wine totaling a revius after bloodletting. Generally, this type of deception is forbidden. The Gemara goes on to tell us 4 teachings of Rav and Shmuel about care after bloodletting. Hashem will not have rachmanis to feed a person who does not eat properly after bloodletting. It is dangerous to sit in the wind after bloodletting, even if it's barely perceptible. One should eat before leaving the house after bloodletting because it could be dangerous to see a corpse, a murderer, or a pig. One should not get up too quickly after bloodletting, or for that matter after eating, drinking, sleeping, or tashmish amita, marital relations, because doing so is kerevan lamisa yisim nachayim, will bring a person closer to death than to life. The Gemara goes on to discuss how to schedule a bloodletting session. Until the age of 40, bloodletting should be done every month. From the age of 40 until 60, it should be done every 2 months. And after 60, it should be done every 3 months. Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday are ideal for bloodletting. Monday and Thursday are only good if you have schus avos. Tuesday is not a good day because of the influence of Mars on Tuesday. Even though the influence of Mars is equally strong on Friday, we can assume that Hashem protects simple people who follow the normal practice of bloodletting on Friday. It's definitely good to drink immediately after bloodletting and to eat after the time it takes to walk a half a mil, but the Gemara remains with an unresolved question whether it is harmful or merely ineffective to eat or drink before and after those times. The parak concludes with a discussion of whether one may cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos. Tanna Rabban, Koshin Hatab, Rabbi Yosi Omer Af Choitchen. The Tanna Kamma holds we may only tie the umbilical cord, but not cut it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi permits even cutting the cord. The Gemara paskins, like Rabbi Yosi, that we may cut the cord. Even the Chacham agree that we can cut the cord if there are twins, because they will try to pull at each other, and the cord will become dislodged, which can be dangerous. Rav says that everything Yecheskel describes as not having been done for the abandoned baby that represents Klal Yisrael in his vision may be done for a new baby on Shabbos, including cutting the umbilical cord. The final statement in the last Mishnah was, Kol Tzarchi Milo Eisen B'Shabbos, which will be elaborated upon in the following parak. Hanulach Mefanen.